Eduardo Fernandez and the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Barry Wordsworth, in the first and last movements of the Guitar Concerto by Sir Malcolm Arnold. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. This is Emily Fahn's solo guitar arrangement of the song titled Syracuse by Henri Salvador. Emily Fahn performing Syracuse by Henri Salvador. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. This is music by Danish composer Martin Lowes, his piece titled Vær. It's performed by the Eros Guitar Duo. Thank you. the Eros Guitar Duo performing Ver by Martin Lowes. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Cellist Stepan Hauser is best known for his work with the phenomenally popular classical crossover duo called Two Cellos. We'll hear him in another duo with guitarist Petrik Siku and the Zagreb Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Ivo Lipanovic. This is the Adagio from Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez.
Thank you.
The adagio from Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez in a version for cello and guitar with orchestra. That featured cellist Stepan Hauser, formerly of the group called Two Cellos, with guitarist Petrit Siku, and the Zagreb Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Ivo Lipanovic. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with a guitar quartet version of the Queen song Bohemian Rhapsody by Freddie Mercury. It's performed by Quartet Tomas. Thank you. closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Spain's Corte Tomás performing their arrangement of the Queen song Bohemian Rhapsody by Freddie Mercury. That was recorded in Spain by the Omni Foundation at the Gran Teatro de Elche. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and James Stroud in the James Stroud Classical Guitar Competition, and by Sheldon Ehrlich, author of the book A Collection of Fine Spanish Guitars from Torres to the Present from Sunny Knoll Publishing, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations. Our other projects include film and television content for PBS stations, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced in association with KMFA Radio in Austin, Texas, with additional sound engineering by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find a link to our podcast there and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.